This I Believe. Mrs. Walter V. McGee is a housewife who interprets the word home broadly and has refused to be limited by the four walls of her own dwelling. Instead, she has made the welfare of the entire community her business and worked untiringly on its behalf. Here now is the creed which has motivated Mrs. McGee's service.
I think that the greatest thing we have in life is belief itself. I have worked for over 20 years with volunteers in various civic, cultural, and welfare efforts, and I have seen how contagious belief is. I have seen so many wonderful things attempted only on the belief that they could be done, and have seen that belief justified as a pitifully small group of workers accomplished minor miracles. I mean the kind of belief that Harriet Beecher Stowe had when she thought that the voice of one woman could help the cause of abolition. The belief that Florence Nightingale had when she knew in her heart that untold suffering could be alleviated by the ministrations of one determined, compassionate woman. I think that such beliefs are possible because of the divine strength and courage which these women drew from a source outside themselves. And I believe that that source is available to anyone at any time who draws on it, but that it is to be used with reverence and for direction only, not as a command to accomplish one's wish. I have a daily prayer for three things: strength, patience, and guidance. For that inner strength which is always available for extra effort, for patience which I possess in a small measure, but which is so needed in dealing with understanding and consideration for others, for guidance to do the right thing, and I try to keep tuned, waiting for that directive which comes from within. Great happiness seldom comes when with a sudden rush, but easily and quietly as twilight, from an abundance of small events, the twittering of birds in the trees and the humor of a squirrel walking the telephone wires. There is an opportunity every day to take delight in small joys. I believe that most of the worries which I have had were about things that never happened. And freedom from the clutter of too many possessions gives more time for service to others. I like a simple home, simple food, and enough homely duties to keep my feet on the ground. I try not to take things for granted, but to be thankful for the warmth and comfort of home, good friends, and family ties. I believe that work in my small yard with tulips and roses keeps constantly before me the feeling of awe and wonder in the daily miracles and beauty of nature. Life to me is very wonderful, but I do not dread its end. When once I met the possibility of death some years ago, I first experienced panic and terror and cowered under the covers with dread, waiting for the end. Then these lines came to me, and since then I have tried to live by them. Cowards die many times before their death. The valiant never taste of death but once. Like most people, I do not want to live too long, and I can now look forward to rest with serenity and to the reunion with those who have gone before. Meantime, I hope to be useful and in that find true happiness. In our organizations, we open our meetings with a club collect. These words by Mary Stewart sum up the attitude by which I try to live. Keep us, O God, from pettiness. Let us be large in thought, in word, in deed. Let us be done with fault-finding and leave off self-seeking. May we put away all pretense and meet each other face to face, without self-pity and without prejudice. Teach us to put into action our better impulses, straightforward and unafraid. And may we strive to touch and to know the great common human heart of us all. And, O Lord God, let us forget not to be kind.
There are the beliefs of Mrs. Walter V. McGee of Lakewood, Ohio. She is president of the Ohio Federation of Women's Clubs.